Okay, meeting called to order at 4:30 PM on April the 13th, 2022. Have roll call?
Yes, sir. Commissioner Mastalato?
Here.
Commissioner Fairbanks?
Here.
Commissioner Thompson? Absent. Commissioner Reynolds?
Here.
Commissioner Hatley?
Here.
Commissioner Wriston? Absent.
Okay, thank you. Flag salute, you want to hand the...
Yes, sir. Will you please stand for the flag salute? Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mayor. We have no visitors here. So we're down to item number five, discussion and authorization of emergency repairs on the Feather River Bridge Force Main.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, so approximately 8:30 Friday morning, we got a call from one of our operators that they were informed by a citizen that they had seen water coming out from underneath the Feather River Bridge. So our operators jumped into motion, went over there to inspect it. There was no current, water currently coming out of the bridge when they got there, but they did see signs of where it had been wet. So at that point, they called me and Mike Asalsi here. We went over there, went in the bridge, inspected it. Once again, no active leak, but saw evidence of that there had been a leak. So that morning, the guys had been flushing out the wet wells every Monday and Friday. We pumped the wet wells all the way down at the lift stations just to make sure they're clean for maintenance. So I told them, hey, let's go recreate the scenario that happened when the water was seen. So they went over there, and sure enough, as soon as they ramped up the pumps, it spilled out into the bridge. So Mike has got some slides, so go to the one where it's got that experiment. There you go. So as you can see, this is the pipe going through the bridge. This is the eastern abutment wall here. This is our pipe, and the flow is this way towards town. So where this pipe extends through the abutment wall, it's supposed to be just like it shows through here on this picture, right dead through the center. When we got in there, this pipe was laying on the bottom of the hole that goes through, the casing that goes through the abutment wall. And we noticed, this is a seismic joint, if you want to go to the seismic joints, the one just to show them. So this is designed to move in case there's any movement in the bridge or earthquake or whatever, any seismic activity. So when we got in there, this whole thing is covered with dust. Everything in the bridge is covered with dust. But we noticed a pipe on the bottom of that concrete, and we noticed at the very bottom of this ball and socket joint here, there was a bunch of new exposed metal here that was all clean, no dust, you know, like the rest of it that had been sitting in there for 20 years getting dusty. So we assumed that the pipe dropped, the evidence of that being on the ground and this clean metal there. So at that point...
Is that, what kind of material is that?
Ductile iron. And then there's some rubber boots around here, but it's mainly ductile iron.
So, sorry, I have another question. So on the other slide, is it technically straight, supposed to be straight? There was no angle, like pre...
No, it should be just like that.
So it's straight with the ability to...
To move, in case the bridge moves or there's an earthquake.
Did it look, I guess what I'm curious is on those, what kind of degrees?
It's within its tolerance.
Okay. Do you think it may be pulled more than just...
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know.
There's an expansion material around the pipe itself, in between the pipe and the casing.
Right.
And which keeps an even amount of expansion material when it was installed.
Right.
But now the pipe is laying on the bottom.
And it looks like, and that joint does accordion as well.
Okay.
And so it looks like it maybe has moved in, actually, and it really, what it did is it dropped down and to the, what would that be, north? Kind of dropped down into the north.
Oh.
So our first fix is we went in there with the Sherwoods that night, and we attempted to jack it back into place.
Right.
And we were hoping, because our theory on this is what we think happened is, now if you go down the, now this is running east, and this is a
crappy drawing, but so if you imagine this is where the next bell is, where the pipe sticks into it, this right. is the expansion joint here. So we think when this dropped, it pulled the very top of gotcha. The pipe out of there. So during normal flows, the pipe's only half full, and it's not a big deal. But once we ramp up the pump station like we did for cleaning it, then it fills up the pipe, came out of there, and ran back up this steel casing, and that's where it pours out into the bottom of the bridge.
You show them on the drawing here, gotcha. Basically.
Yeah. So this is 20 feet long. So we're assuming that the leak is somewhere here towards the bottom, and it's coming out and running back up this metal casing into the bridge and out like that.
Now, we've controlled it, and we're not worried about it spilling anymore because we have the pump set up, but we can't do our regular maintenance if, you know, right. if we get 5 inches of rain, which we're not, but if we did, we couldn't.
Or it could fall apart and
exactly,
make it
worse. Exactly. It could get worse.
12-inch PG&E gas line 4 feet from it.
Exactly. So that's our biggest concern, to be honest. We'll fix our pipe. We'll get everything handled on our end. Not a big deal. My big concern is that if the bridge is moving more than it's supposed to, that the transmission line, the PG&E transmission line, could be in danger. So we've contacted the right people. We ran it up the flagpole at PG&E, so they're going to look into that. Talked to Caltrans about it. Caltrans came out, sent a guy out. He was there for 15 minutes. Nah, bridge didn't move. Have a nice day. Okay. Thank you, Caltrans.
If I could make a suggestion, I would have our attorney speak with one of their managers in a cordial, you know, requestful way that, hey, can we get a little more? I mean, this is pretty serious.
Yes, sir.
We all remember Sam Bruno.
Yep.
Exactly. For Caltrans or for PG&E?
For it's their bridge, but PG&E, from what I understand, PG&E is responsive.
Yes, we told PG&E there was an inspector on site, because anytime you're around their gas line, they send an inspector.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, you're going to run this up the flagpole, and he was like, yeah.
Caltrans, they're the ones that blew us off.
Yeah, Caltrans is kind of the ones that went, yeah, whatever. So anyways.
I'll do that.
So that's kind of where we're at now. So Friday we called the Sherwood Contracting out. They came out. Came running like they always do, mm-hmm. called TID or TWSD, came running, helped us with everything that we needed. We determined we could control the leak. When we tried the jacket, I don't know if it slowed it down or did anything, couldn't tell. But we were at the same time doing that, we were able to get the pump station set up so that we wouldn't spill. We started digging. We determined it was too deep and we didn't have the proper shoring to do it safely in the proper way. And, you know, anytime you're dealing with that stuff, you got to have safety first. So once we determined that we weren't in any danger of spilling, then we could regroup on Monday and come back and fix it.
So no issues with the river as far as having to get a hold of, like, DWR?
Nope. So where it spills is on the – do you want to show the big picture of the bridge, the overhead picture?
Oh, yeah.
So just so they can get an idea where it's at. So –
if it would have been on this side of the bridge, we might have been in some trouble, because where that grate comes out is about right there. But on this side of the bridge, the grate's right here.
Oh, okay.
So it spilled a little bit here underneath the bridge, and then for once we went to attempt to fix it and check it again, we had set out Visqueen, blocked off the area so that anything that else would come out would not touch the dirt. And when we did that, and then we went and pumped it all back up and bleached it all and cleaned the whole area up, so it's back to better than it was.
Has Feather River Parks closed that portion of the park?
Nope.
I think their park road is still open.
Yeah. So yeah, we contained it all and got it fixed. Called the state. It didn't meet the minimum qualifications to even call the state, but we kind of just like to be super open and get everything out there so that they don't think we're trying to hide anything. So at that point, like I said, we came back Monday morning, kind of game planned this thing with Duke Sherwood, Jamie from Thermalito, brought in Cody from the city, kind of got everybody's opinion, and came to the conclusion that obviously we need to have emergency repairs, so we need to have a special meeting. So far, costs are up to, so we got roughly, and I sent this all out in the email, and now you guys should have it, we have the $14,753, that was for Friday. I did go over my emergency spending, but I did call and let Chairman Thompson know that I was going to go over my emergency spending. I also called Attorney Huber at that time to let him know that I had contacted Chairman Thompson to let him know. So there was this.
They also sent an email to all of the.
Yes, and then we sent out an informational email to all of you guys to let you know kind of where we were at. So we got, that's $15,000 there. This next one from Duke Sherwood is a quote, so it could go up. Hopefully it wouldn't. for $23,739. That's for the actual repair tomorrow. You'll see there's another quote in here from Rain for Rent. That one's $7,100. And then we have another one from Ferguson here, which is $1,031. That's a stick of pipe. What's not on here, because I haven't paid for it yet or bought it, is we got two 12-inch Hymax couplers from Thermalito Water Sewer District that they had laying around that obviously we have to pay them back for. They're not donating those. We also received...
That stuff was on clearance.
Yeah. I don't know if Jamie...
We had a coupon.
Yeah. It was a buy one, get one, right?
I don't know if Jamie will agree with you, but we can try. We also got a 12-inch piece of pipe from Thermalito via South Feather. So this goes to show you what Thermalito was out there doing for us. Chris Heindel got on the phone and started doing half of our job, trying to call around and find parts for us because he knew we were swamped dealing with the actual issue. So can't say enough about how good everyone's been so far through this process. So far what we've actually just got quoted out here, and then like I said, I don't have a quote yet for traffic control, but Don Sherwood told me that normally it runs between $2,000 and $5,000, depending on the level of traffic control. He wasn't sure, so I added that into these totals, and we come up to about $52,000 spent, which will be spent by tomorrow. I am coming, and I'm going to ask for an additional permission to spend additional $28,000. Not that hopefully we wouldn't need it, but as you can see, just from the $15,000 from calling Duke out for one day, if we have to bring them back the next day, it's going to be more than my $10,000 spending limit. So I don't want to have another special meeting on Friday just to get him back out there. So I'd like to ask for permission to spend not to exceed $80,000, hopefully not to go over this $52,000, but I want to have the flexibility that I don't got to call you guys back again for another special meeting.
Well, Glenn, I personally think you've done a great job. You handled everything just right, you and Micah both. And it really is comforting to know that, because a lot of people don't realize that this is big stuff. I mean, you spill over that river.
Yes. We'd have been on the news. It would have been bad. So that's why I, you know, felt justified in calling in Duke right off the bat, and just the location of it. If it would have been somewhere else in town, we probably would have went and addressed the situation, and I would have started calling you guys before I started making those phone calls. But where it was, being the Feather River, I just was like, yeah, I got to make the phone call first and get this fix happening ASAP.
Well, force me.
Exactly.
So I also appreciate that you feel comfortable doing that in running this agency, you know, running this district. And those are the decisions that people sitting in your chair need to be able to make. So I'm glad that you made that decision and then got a hold of us.
Thank you.
I do. Sometimes it's hard where you kind of sit on your hands and you're waiting for everybody else to tell you. You took charge, and I'm thankful for that.
I appreciate that. And the reason I did that is because of the support I felt from you guys so far. I felt like, you know, I had earned your trust enough to make that call, and was willing to deal with the consequences if you guys didn't like it.
Well, Glenn, you are our expert. We are not the experts. You are. So we appreciate that. We just are responsible to the public and to our entities for what's going on with the money. But you are our expert.
So
I appreciate it.
No problem.
With that, if it's a pleasure of the board, I'll make a motion to approve the $52,000, not to exceed $80,000.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion. Any more questions or comments?
Is there any special wording you want in there, Scott?
That's all you need.
So we'll do a roll call for this one.
Yes.
So, Commissioner Fairbanks?
Yes.
Commissioner Reynolds?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatley?
Yes.
Passed.
Then I would like to put on the future agenda that we, for a future agenda item, that we discuss your spending limit. Because $10,000 goes pretty quickly these days.
Yes, I agree.
You can have a hybrid limit. So you can have a hybrid of, for example, if you want, under normal conditions, there's spending authority,
situation.
And then in an emergency situation like this, you can have an elevated, you know, under certain conditions, have an elevated spending limit if that's your pleasure. Up to you. Doesn't
now, would that alleviate the possibility of having to do a special meeting that we could address that at the next regular meeting?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I think we would have been here either way with this one, though.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have. Yeah, I wouldn't have. I won't ask for $52,000 emergency spigot.
You're doing the exact right thing. I mean, you notified everyone. You come to the board with everything. That's what you do. I mean, that's you put everything before the board. Put it on us. We'll
I took that to heart when you told me that my first meeting. I took that to heart. So
yeah,
and I try to keep Scott involved the whole time too. If I'm talking to anybody or calling, I try to talk to Scott so he can set me straight if I'm on the wrong path. So,
are you ready for roll call?
We did. That's a future agenda.
Yeah,
we can't vote.
Excuse me. I mean, the motion was made and it was seconded.
And we roll called it.
It passed.
Okay, it passed. I didn't say yes, didn't I?
That's all right.
I remember I said yes. I was first.
You liked it so much you wanted to vote again. That's all right.
Okay.
That's all I got for you guys. I appreciate you showing up on a...
Any other comments by the visitors? We don't have any visitors. Commissioners and staff, any other questions? Okay. Adjournment at 4:46.
Quickest one ever.
All right.
Yeah. We used to work on a special meeting. Mm-hmm. We don't have
not a record.
Gotcha.
You guys talk too much.
Cool.
So we did.
I always wanted to be the first responder. This is as close as I'm going to